Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent, translation of the Epistle. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Now, the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, and with one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive one another, as Christ also hath received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus, who was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, but that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Translation of the Gospel from St. Matthew. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or look we for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind. But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, Saint John the Baptist is the last prophet of the Old Testament. And he dominates the Advent season. The season in the liturgical calendar of the Church is a time of expectation, preparation. It's also a time of silence. It is why the organ doesn't play anymore. It's also a time of purification. It is why there are no flowers and relics on the altar. We are with Saint John the Baptist in the desert. The desert is not only a geographical location, it's also a spiritual location, a location of spiritual retreat. This is the atmosphere of Advent. We are waiting for Jesus. He is on his way. We have to be ready for his visit. And, you know, when we are waiting for someone, we do not talk. We stay. It is John to whom the prophet Malachias referred when he wrote, "Behold, I send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before my face." Saint John the Baptist is now in prison, and he sends his disciples to meet Jesus and see the miraculous deeds for themselves. He is in jail because he proclaimed God's truth to Herod, who was living in adultery. We all know the story about his tragic end and how his head was cut off and put on a platter. Saint John the Baptist was martyred for speaking truth to power. He was not a man of general consensus. He was a man of divine truth. And this was his mission in the world, without compromise. A very frank preacher. Jesus says that John is not a reed shaken by the wind. A reed is tall and very thin, and even a light breeze will move it back and forth. To be a reed shaken by the wind is to be a man who would go back and forth in his speech. A man who would tell his listeners what they want to hear, particularly if they have power and wealth. But Saint John the Baptist was a man of truth, a loud speaker of God, no matter who might be listening. But what went you out in the desert to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Soft garments denoted a man who lived in the entourage of someone important. Such a person maintained his position by telling the important one what he wanted to hear. And again, John was a man of truth, no matter who might be listening. Jesus said that John is more than a prophet. This means that he not only foretold God's truth, but he prepared the coming of Jesus by preaching and baptizing in the Jordan, moving people to confess their sins, to change their life in order to receive Jesus himself. Saint John the Baptist introduced Jesus to the world and prepared many people to receive him. In the Gospel of today, we see that Saint John the Baptist sent two of his followers to join Jesus. Several of the apostles were disciples of Saint John the Baptist, and they joined Jesus through the influence of Saint John the Baptist. The impact of Saint John the Baptist is strong. He reminds us of the existence of objective truth. And for us, he is a healer because we live in a time of relativism. So his example is great for us. And this is very important for modern days Catholics. The contemporary man loves to have his own truth. He loves also to worship pleasure and convenience, separating marriage from procreation, fidelity, and the education of the children. We are therefore in dire need of a modern day Saint John the Baptist. We are in dire need of loud speakers of the truth. We must not keep the truth for ourselves, but sharing it with others, correcting those who are confused about it, and also refusing to be afraid by those who deny the truth. Following Saint John the Baptist, we must be loud speakers of the divine truth in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.